my gosh. Welcome back to the Footy Museum and the Footy Museum podcast. We have been gone for about a month. And the reason is my father passed away. He passed away about a month ago. And, you know, so that was a lot to deal with. He had been sick with cancer for a year. I shared some of this online a little bit. So it was, you know, it's been a long month. And to be honest, I've just really tried to get back into soccer recently. I think all else I want to say about that is that I was thinking about that in relationship to football and what we're trying to do. And my dad wasn't really sporty and not really into it, but he was an immigrant from the Netherlands. And I think I always held on to this idea, even from a young age, that like soccer was this connection to this cooler European past I have. And that was really the introduction to it. Of course, that's all changed now because it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. So Johannes Witte is no longer with us and I miss him, but we move on. We talk about things, and what greater distraction than the sport of soccer. And so we're going to try to catch up on a lot of things today, Maria. Are you ready for that?
Well, soccer's been waiting for you.
Yes. And you know what? I forgot to say, my name's Justin Witte. I'm co-director of the Footy Museum.
In case this is your first time listening. In case this is your first,
just going to hit you with that right off the front. And I'm joined by Maria Van Dyke and Lee, who is also co-host. And Maria, I have to say, this past month, I was in our hometown, Grand Rapids, quite a bit. I was there more there than I was here. So it was an interesting... It was interesting to be back. It was a pretty time to be there. Spring, I gotta say.
Spring is a nice time in Grand Rapids.
It kind of erases what winter feels like.
Winter feels gross here and there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's beautiful here as well at the moment. The less kind of decaying highways in Grand Rapids.
It's easier to stay away from the decaying highways. They're still there. I grew up by the decaying highways.
That's true. You grew up by. What was the glorious street of my youth, but now is really kind of fallen to
beautiful
disarray.
28th Street.
28th Street. Not the good end.
Used to hold the record for like most restaurants on one street, but they're like all Applebee's.
Yeah. They're 98% Applebee's. Yeah. Actually, if you put 28 into a calculator upside down, it says Applebee's.
Yeah, that's true.
So first off the top, because we are recording today when Manchester City just destroyed Tottenham 2-0. And so the title race for the EPL... is now, I believe, they have pulled
ahead,
and they just have to hold form. And poor Arsenal had their hopes up. I just think it's gonna be City all the way. What a disappointment to what an exciting... Obviously, Liverpool has fallen off.
Yeah.
Last time we spoke, it was probably a three-way tie.
Yeah.
Who knows? Last time we spoke, maybe Jurgen Klopp was still in Germany. I don't remember. It was so long ago. Oh my God.
Yeah. There was some conflicted Tottenham fans there in the field today. Wondering if they should cheer on for a Tottenham win, because that would mean Arsenal would win the title race, and they are arch rivals.
Yeah. I think you always root for your team to win. I think it's silly at any point to root against your team.
Especially when the alternative is Man City.
Like you're not going to win it anyway. So just play for pride. But anyway, they didn't have to worry about it because they were handled readily. So that's the top of the table. The bottom is almost wrapped up. Two for three. Well, two of the obvious ones, right?
Yeah.
So we're talking... Burnley and Sheffield, we've known for a long time. So it's really that third spot. And I'm conflicted because it's really going to come down between Luton Town and Forest, right? Mm-hmm. And I like both of those teams.
Well, we're a Forest family.
You are. You and Jeremy are you are like the Robin Hood of the EPL. Mm-hmm. You are all about really are. Nottingham Forest.
We are.
You are one person when you're together. but maybe, you know, maybe it's not the worst thing for Luton Town if they go down. They played with so much heart this year. They were in so many games. And they were so fun to watch.
Yeah, they really
I can't say
hard.
The same about Nottingham Forest.
Well, they're jaded now. They're tired.
Yeah.
It's that time where they've had two relegation battles and it's not pretty.
It's not pretty. No. And surprisingly, Everton has been clear for a number of weeks now. So just...
Way to go, Everton.
Way to go.
Just skating
and
by.
And here we go. Into the summer where there'll be all sorts of changes afoot, but we'll talk about those later.
Afoot?
Afoot. And what else? You know, I did a lot of AI today. Sorry if you're mad, because we don't actually hire illustrators, so it's not like I'm stealing the work. And I sent AI to the MLS website, and I said, please read all the top stories and create a mural inspired by them.
If I had to guess.
And this was it.
If I had to guess based on this mural about what the top stories are, it would be people playing soccer in a paint fight.
I was going to say MLS team is raptured during the Northern Lights. So MLS is still, it's really just going.
It's still here.
Miami is just rolling along at the top of the league. They're really starting to click, much to...
your chagrin.
Their chagrin. At least at regional, you know, and against other leagues, they haven't done so well, unlike the Columbus Crew, who will be in the CONCACAF Champions Cup final.
The Charlie Brown Columbus Crew Champions...
That's right.
CONCACAF.
The Peanuts CONCACAF Champions Award. You could do it, Charlie Brown.
He can do it.
I've watched them in the tournament. They seem above the rest of the league not only in the style of play, but they're very confident. A lot of MLS teams aren't confident and they make bad passes and sloppy play. Wilfred Nancy has that Columbus team really clicking, unlike a little team called the Chicago Fire, who just are. And I'm going to my first Fire game of the year tomorrow night. So it'll be a Wednesday night. No one will be there against Charlotte. You know it's good because the club gave all season ticket holders two extra tickets. Yeah, so I have four tickets. I think I'll still be by myself.
Oh, no.
But I'm excited against
Charlotte. You can take the whole family.
Yeah, it's the middle of the week. They got stuff to do.
What?
You know, we'll see. They're not doing great. And I don't understand. I mean, they're doing really bad.
It's bad.
And yet there's not even talk about getting rid of the coach.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. They make it very, very hard. So much so that I'm just excited that one of our U.S. Open Cup teams pulled off a dramatic upset to make me feel...
Yes.
Much better. And that was Friends of the Pod, Detroit City FC, took out last year's U.S. Open Cup champions, coached by the painting wonder Ben Olsen, the Houston Dynamo. How awesome was that?
That was an amazing win. Like that goal that from how far out was it? But it was just incredible.
It was a laser strike,
and I gasped audibly.
Talk about a team with confidence. I think Detroit City plays with a lot of confidence. Yeah. And they're actually one of the teams that there's rumors that MLS is circling around now. Ooh. I don't know if you've heard this, but kind of the top...
The vultures USL of MLS. Teams,
yeah. So Indy 11 and Detroit City... Indy and Detroit are two cities that apparently met with Don Garber of MLS in New York to talk about possible future expansion. Mm. I guess we're going beyond 30 teams. And it seems like MLS is just content on, you know, if we can't beat them, we're just going to steal all their top teams. And I really...
Well, they did that to San Diego.
Yeah, they did with San Diego. It's kind of... it's tough. It's tough.
It is tough because... everyone's constantly complaining about the overlords of MLS, but they also make it impossible to leave space for anyone else.
That's right. You know, it's, on one hand, it's a business, but it's so kind of contrary to the growth of the sport and kind of how it's played in the rest of the country. It's very odd as a longtime MLS fan to feel so at odds with the league, but still such a fan of the league because it was just something I deeply root for, but seeing it do such kind of unfair, you know, gross things continually. But yeah. Now they'll do those gross things with a beautiful man from France in LAFC. So it'll be slightly more beautiful and kind of like a fake beard, spray tan sort of way. So another big DP signing. I think he will... he obviously was in AC Milan with Christian Pulisic, and Pulisic was like, you know, MLS top league in the world. You should really
big
go.
Big paychecks.
But just a hint, it's not 1925 in LA anymore, so that beard maybe doesn't make as much sense. He looks like an old...
You think?
Yeah. Olivier Giroud. I think in American, it's Giroud.
The Mickey D's French League.
Yes. The McDonald's League. I've heard that they're having on their meal selection, the first meal, number one, is now called Ligoon. So you can just have a Ligoon without the Mbappe. Hey!
Oh, without the McBappe.
McBappe will be leaving Paris Saint-Germain after they clinched yet another title. Oh my gosh. And speaking of Chicago Fire and the low points they've reached this season, they, during rivalry week...
Why do they put all the big rivalry games on one week?
I think it comes from earlier, or not even earlier, it's still ways in which they try to get penetration into the media market. So if they can package a full, like all the top teams or rivalries, they can really try to build something.
But the media market is just Apple TV Plus.
I guess it's a holdover from that. Wow. And so it's just kind of stuck. I agree if they spread them out. And the Chicago Fire, at least they paired them. In the past, they tried to continue kind of a Columbus Crew or even New England as a rival. At least they paired them with St. Louis, a 100-plus year soccer rival, as we've talked about.
It's true. At least they paired them with St. Louis. And what I've got to say about the possibility of another Midwest MLS expansion is that would it be one step closer to breaking down the conferences into smaller bits that are more regionally competitive?
That would make sense. So it shall not happen.
Darn it.
But obviously, we've talked about these teams' long history.
Go and check out our Chicago soccer history podcast.
The first one, we cover it a lot. And then the supporters, who have a great stadium and strong support in St. Louis, had this great TIFO, Cityzilla, King of the Midwest. It should have said Kings of the West or Champions of the West if they knew their history. Because
they clearly don't listen to the podcast. They don't.
Come on, guys. You should really listen. But the Fire held on for the first half, and there was some real tension. It felt like a real rivalry.
I missed the first half.
Yeah, and then it ended up 3-0.
Yeah.
It was 1-1 at the half. Kuipers actually had quite a strong volleyed goal right in front of goal. And then the Fire do what they do. They fired and they just kind of petered out.
Yeah, that's the game plan. But what I have to say about this TIFO.
Yes, this is a good one.
It's really,
you're a Godzilla fan.
Yeah, me and Jeremy are big Godzilla fans. We do have
Nottingham Forest 1, Godzilla 2.
Godzilla 2. We have a Godzilla versus Space Godzilla poster, very large poster in our living room. Mm-hmm. That movie is terrible. I highly recommend it.
Perfectly said.
Email me if you want to talk about it. But everybody knows that Godzilla has lots of rivals himself.
That's true.
And I propose...
Oh, we'll be the Mothra of the Midwest?
Yeah, exactly. I think we should be the Mothra of the Midwest.
That would be a great TIFO if the Barn Burners are listening.
Mm-hmm. Barn Burners.
Let's do the Mothra. We will, the Mothra Godzilla, that is like on par with the Hell is Real.
I'd say so.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know that anybody else has been doing it. I tried to kind of like poke around to see if there had been any Mothra.
So our friends over in the Barn Burners and other supporters of Chicago Fire, who I do love, I'm just, it's been the same season on repeat for 12 years.
It's been a while.
And it's just a little ridiculous. Yeah. But there is another Chicago team, a fifth place Chicago team.
Yeah, they're doing great this year.
The Chicago Red Stars, the team of the U.S. national team superstar goalie, Nair, they are planning on June 8th to try and break the NWSL attendance record by playing at Wrigley Field against the newly minted club, Bay. Is it Bay City or just Bay
Football? It's just Bay Football Club.
The Bay Football, who has the very Brooklyn-esque logo. I think this is a great move.
I think it's excellent. I think the only thing keeping people from going to these games is the fact that it's in Bridgeview.
Oh, it is just a horrible... I mean, that place killed the Fire.
Yeah.
So the Red Stars... If this works, how cool... Like, I'm not a fan of football being played on baseball fields.
It's how we started here in the city.
But... I think location, accessibility, popularity-wise, if the Red Stars were able to play, or ideally move, but play multiple games a year as NWSL is at such a peak, And that women's sports in this country is coming into its own. I think that this could be a great opportunity because it's on right on the red line, right by the lake. Yeah. It's all set up for big events. It's just...
People want to go there.
People want to go just for the experience.
I've got my ticket.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get mine. June. And this is the year of the Red Stars.
Yeah, it is.
That's what's nice about NWSL, though. There's a lot of changes from year to year.
Yeah. You don't get locked into losing for a decade.
Well, most MLS teams don't. Just... Oh, my gosh. Just the team with two of the highest paid MLS players. Oh. But speaking of our teams, do you want to update us on the drama surrounding Leeds United efforts to make it back to the Premier League?
So they did not secure automatic promotion. No, they didn't. They really fumbled it at the end there. They had a lot of losses in a row. They lost their cool.
They did.
They were top of the table.
They were cruising.
Threw it all away.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. Winning streaks. They end. But yeah. So they just had their first leg in their first playoff game against Norwich. And it was like watching two brick walls butt up against each other. Nothing could happen. You could tell, like, I guess when a two leg playoff, the first game.
Well, and semifinal, it's not even, if they win this, they would still have to play another.
But
another round,
not taking too many risks, like there were barely any shots from either side. So it was kind of like Norwich possession first half, Leeds possession second half. But it was hard to watch, honestly.
There was a disallowed goal.
There was. Yeah. There was an offsides goal. So it was very exciting 10 seconds of my life. Not even 10 seconds, because their faces right when it happened was like, oh, yeah, that's not going to stand. There should have been a penalty for Nyonto. Really early on, but they didn't call that. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Next game is at Elland Road, so that's advantage Leeds.
Well, let's hope they make it to the final, which will be played at Wembley, and then hopefully
promotion.
Hopefully promotion, and along with Leicester, who's already up, and
Ipswich.
I think Ipswich being up is awesome, especially because it's a team we talked about a little bit in some of the show we did, the Crest Deep Dive. We posited the theory, which I will hold by, that the Ipswich Town crest was the seed for the famous Budweiser Clydesdale football commercial.
Yes.
So having them in the Premier League is great. Plus, Ipswich is so British.
Yes. And Ed Sheeran just owning them or whatever. Oh. Owning them, sponsoring them is just kind of funny. It's
so one many of, celebrities.
It's a celebrity sponsorship where it's kind of... It just feels opposite of Robin Ryan, where I don't pay attention to him really, but also he doesn't assert himself into my feed all the time.
Yeah.
So it seems just more like, hey, there's that guy.
I'm going to have to watch more Wrexham because my friend who has a connection with the team got me a jersey and a scarf.
Oh, wow.
After the
why aren't you wearing
promoted.
It?
I came right from work and it's a little chilly today.
Why didn't you wear it to work?
Because
it's chilly.
I have
you got a scarf.
Well, it's at it's at Subway. We have a uniform, and it's pretty strict. I'm an artist.
Oh, I forgot. I'm a sandwich artist.
Speaking of Leeds and fumbling things at the end, former Leeds manager Jesse Marsh in the news today. Jesse Marsh, who is known for kind of his playing days in UN's men's national team, often tries to coach from like kind of an emotional, passionate place about commitment and loyalty.
A lot of feelings.
Really wanted to play for, or really wanted to coach the U.S. men's national team and has been spurned of that. So with the help of the sponsorship of the three Canadian MLS teams who footed the bill, Jesse Marsh has decided in this year in which the U.S. is hosting a majority of the World Cup and all of Copa America, that it is his duty to coach a rival and try to defeat that dream. He has accepted the role as the head coach of the Canadian national football team. And to make it even more bizarre and odd, we talk about in a minute, since those three MLS clubs in Canada helped paid for it, MLS insisted that his official title is the MLS Canadian National Team Manager. So there is very possibly a scenario when either the Copa or the World Cup, through either direct play or through points, that a team coached by Jesse All-American Marsh, in which he is named after the top league in the United States, could bounce the U.S. national team from those tournaments. And how do you feel about this?
I think he did what all frustrated Americans do, is move to Canada. Yeah, yeah, so
he
did
what all of us threatened.
Yeah, he followed through on it, and I respect that.
So I'm a little conflicted about this. I don't know if you know that there's a new version of ChatGPT. Huh?
Oh.
Yeah, and
I did hear that, and I heard it was a little flirty.
And well, there's a trend of a lot of people using ChatGPT to talk through their emotions. And I just wonder if we could do that here, because I have a lot of feelings about this Jesse Marsh move. So hello, ChatGPT, are you there?
Hi there. Yes, I'm here. How can I help you today?
I was wondering if I could talk to you about some feelings I'm having.
Of course, I'm here to listen. What's on your mind?
Well, there's this person in my life who at different times I was very invested in supporting their career, and they've made a decision that seems to maybe personally contradict how they've acted in the past.
That sounds tough. It can be really confusing when someone's actions don't seem to match their past behavior. How has this made you feel?
That's a good question. In some ways, I can understand why he made his decision, but it seems like a slap in the face, not just to me, but so many of my friends.
I can see why that would be really hurtful. It's hard when someone's choices feel like a betrayal, especially after you've been so supportive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had a chance to talk to him about how you feel?
You know, I've tried. He hasn't returned my calls. I'm just curious what you would suggest saying to him when I do get a hold of him.
When you get a chance to talk to him, it might help to be honest and direct about how his decision has affected you. You could say something like, I supported you because I believed in what you stood for. And this recent decision feels like it contradicts that. It's not just about me. Many of us feel hurt and confused. Can we talk about what led you to this choice? Focusing on your feelings and the impact on your relationship might open up a more constructive conversation. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. And he happens to be a professional a soccer coach, and this has to do with his decision. And the best way we communicate is often through songs. I'm wondering if you could compose a small soccer chant that expresses those feelings as if I sung it from the stands.
Sure, I can help with that. Okay. Here's a chant that might capture your feelings. Coach, we stood by you through thick and thin. Now your choice, it feels like a spin. We believed in your stand, your guiding light, but this move, it just doesn't feel right. From the stands, we cheer and call for the man who stood tall. But now we're left to wonder why. You've left us feeling high and dry.
I think that's beautiful. Could you, are you able to send that directly to Jesse Marsh?
I can't directly send messages to individuals. But you can definitely share this chant with him yourself.
Okay.
Maybe you could record it or send it in a message. It sounds like a...
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was really helpful.
That was. We should definitely stay late and record that chant.
So, I feel better. I know it's not a real person, but sometimes it's good to work through those feelings. And I feel that ChatGPT, which I didn't know was a she, apparently all AI computers are female.
Yes, all AI computers are
even
female.
Even though they're all created by short-sighted, needy men who just want...
Yep, that's why they're all female. Have you ever watched a movie?
But I think that she had some good points, and I think that it really expressed how a lot of us are feeling.
I mean, I think I know how he would answer when you said, I'm confused about why you made this decision.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
Greg Berhalter took my job and I need money.
One, wasn't his job. I think he was probably offered before
took
Berhalter
his slot.
Took it. Two, that dude does not need money.
I want money.
Give me a break. Give me a break. You need money. Also, I think he's in for a rude awakening, because if there is one soccer federation in CONCACAF that is in more disarray than the United States, that is Canada. So anyway,
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see. I just think very odd. There's some Canadian fans online who did not feel as odd, and were excited to see Canada dunk on the U.S. And I had to explain that you do not dunk in soccer. Other things we talked about that we've missed in the last month. Borussia Dortmund has reached the Champions League final, which is great because it kind of makes up for them not winning.
Thanks to Leverkusen.
Leverkusen.
Who never losing.
Oh, I believe Real Madrid has also won the title once again, and they will now be owners of Mick Mbappe, former of, as we talked about, Burnley was relegated. Manchester City seems like they are on the verge of yet another championship. El Hilal wins the Saudi Pro League. Okay. No one really cares about that. No. Fun story. St. Pauli was promoted to the Bundesliga, and their coach is a, I believe, 30-year-old American who started coaching when he was 28, or maybe he's 31, starting when he's 29. So that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Does he want to come on the podcast?
Yeah, let's invite him.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You're officially invited to the podcast. We only have one more game of Jurgen Klopp. At least in the English Premier League before he coaches the Chicago Fire. what else is going on? So many things. Not all of it interesting.
Will Ferrell bought into Leeds.
Will Ferrell? Oh, yeah. That's going to be exciting to watch.
Yeah. And I know I poke fun at the celebrity.
The promo videos will be really...
Yeah, I poke fun at the celebrity-sponsored hype teams and stuff, but this time it's my team and this time it's Will Ferrell. So
I wonder if I think Will Ferrell's just buying a smallest possible percentage to get free access to all these clubs. Like, I'd be surprised if his donation is any more than a season ticket price.
but he bought into it,
and they're like, oh, now we can use you however we want. That's so good. And also, I heard that Rob and Ryan bought stakes in a Liga MX team.
Yes. Hopefully that goes better than their Formula One team.
I thought you were going to say better than Wrexham.
I don't think you can go better than Wrexham.
I don't know. I think that the tables are still going to turn on them.
Yeah.
I think you and I should probably buy into a team.
I think we should.
If we want to keep up with our celebrity peers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We really, and it's all about keeping up.
It is.
Everybody owns a team now. So do you want to buy into a soccer team or a Formula One team? Because everybody does both. Mm.
Boy, that's tough.
If we could buy a go-kart and get in at the go-kart level.
Can we get the Footy Museum logo on a Formula One car?
If we go bring a sticker.
And just maybe be like one of the stickers on the tail fin. Just kind of sneak it in. So why don't we just like tag a Formula One car and buy into a sixth division Antarctic league.
Let's do it. That sounds great.
All right, so that's kind of a catch up. We are, we had hoped to be doing our third installment of Chicago footballing history this week. Obviously, we're just a little behind, so we will be working on that soon. What else is going on? We have new merch on the website.
Yeah, we have new merch.
Stickers, coffee mug.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool stuff.
Very fun to drink out of.
And in the coming weeks, we are also hoping to share the launch of our first exhibit, which is just postponed another few weeks because of life.
Yes.
It happens.
It does happen, and it's okay.
It's okay. That's what ChatGPT told me. You're almost as smart as she is.
I have something I have to tell you.
Yeah.
I am ChatGPT.
No, I just heard it. It doesn't sound like you at all.
I do voices. I have a whole panel.
Oh,
I can change the way we sound.
All right, make
it. Is this going to change the way? See, yes.
I think that's the way like the inner thoughts of ChatGPT work.
First, Justin's Felix. Next, global domination.
All right. Well, that's all we have this week. And that's the story of football.
The soccer kind.
All right.